Every plane that flies can be identified. But when it comes to the commandos, well, these men can't be identified. This is because they work secretly, silently, fighting savagely against overwhelming odds. In this war, the thought of the commandos strikes fear into the hearts of enemy sentries as they walk their posts at night. In just a moment, we'll join Terry and his friends, for they are part of the first Chinese commando group which are fighting against the invader in this transcribed adventure. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. If you've been following Terry and the Pirates, you've heard a lot about Terry's official airplane spotter, a very special, tricky device he invented to help the commandos learn to identify planes. This airplane spotter shows you the particular features of lots of different kinds of planes. You learn the combinations of wing and tail shapes that tell you which is which. Well, you know all that if you listen to Terry and the Pirates. So you know just how thrilling it will be when you get your airplane spotter, because you can get one. An airplane spotter modeled directly after the one that Terry made. It gives you all the dope on 16 different planes, today's most famous warplanes, like the Flying Fortress, the Air Cobra, the Stuka, the Spitfire. It shows you how to tell them apart even when they're tearing along way up in the air. And how do you get this sensational airplane spotter? Why, it's easy, kids. It's easy as can be. All you need is two Libby's labels and a dime. The labels you want come from Libby's Tomato Juice, that swell-tasting, rich in vitamins tomato juice you've heard us tell about. So ask your mother to get two cans of Libby's fine tomato juice. Then take the labels off them, and on the back of one, print your full name and address. Send the labels with 10 cents to Terry in care of Libby's in Chicago, Illinois. That's all you need to do to get Terry's official airplane spotter. So gather up your dime and labels right away. Two labels only from Libby's Grand Tomato Juice. Send them in with your full name and address to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago. Libby's is spelled L-I-B-B-Y-S. Get your order in soon so you'll have the fun of being one of the first to have Terry's airplane spotter. And now, Terry and the Pirates. That airplane spotter is going to play an important part in this great China adventure. It was helpful in bringing Pat and the Dragon Lady and their commandos to the rescue of Terry Lee and Dude Hennig. Yes, Terry and Dude were prisoners of the renegade General Klang, who was besieging the town of Yankuk with his army. But in the dead of night, the commandos slipped silently into the camp. There was no noise. They silenced the guards. And not until Terry and Dude had settled their account with Klang did the alarm break out. Under cover of the nighttime confusion, Terry and Dude made their way out of Klang's camp.
Let's rest a minute, Dude. I guess we're far enough away to be safe.
Yeah, but watch our step. Are you getting shot by some nervous Nelly with a jittery rifle?
Well, I hope Pat and the Dragon Lady are okay, and the commandos, too.
No, they'll manage all right. This is no telling where they'll go after they get out of Klang's camp.
Well, maybe they'll head for Yankuk, same as we're doing.
I hope so.
Gee, I'm anxious to find out what's happened to April and Slugger and Smite Heatherstone.
Yeah, I suppose they're fighting from the hotel, or they've already escaped by way of the river.
That's what I want to find out. Hey, it's getting light over in the east.
Yeah, it always does. War hasn't changed the sun, anyway.
Well, at least we can bring good news to the Yankuk people. We can tell them what the commandos did to Klang and his men.
Yeah, well, let's get ourselves inside that little town first. Spill the good news as soon as we know that we're safe.
As Terry and Dude make their way toward the town walls of Yankuk, let's hurry on ahead of them, up a narrow street now scarred by invader bombs, to what remains of the Yankuk Hotel. The windows have been blasted out, but it still remains standing. As we enter the grimy, dust-covered lobby, we hear a familiar voice.
With the greatest of ease, I spot every plane just as nice as you please. I make no mistakes, for with one of these, I'm an expert in no time at all. Oh, good morning, Mr. Dunn. How are you this morning?
Oh, say, how do you do it?
Oh, I don't know. How do I do what?
How can you get up so early in the morning and be so cheerful? What was you doing all night while we was up worrying about the air raids?
I guess I was asleep. There's no use trying to stay awake when there's so much noise and shooting going on.
No use trying to stay awake. Say, what's the matter with you?
Nothing. I'm a perfectly normal person. Sit down and I'll teach you how to spot airplanes.
Oh, you can't teach an old dog new tricks, Miss April.
I'm not trying to teach a dog. I'm trying to teach you, Mr. Dunn. Now that the fighting's over, for a while, you should practice how to identify different kinds of planes.
Where'd you get that gadget?
Well, you know, we had vistas early this morning. It was still dark when they came in here.
Oh, yeah, you mean Mr. Ryan and that dragon lady and all them guys with their faces blacked up.
They're all commandos, and they came here after they'd given that old General Klang the what for. I sure wish somebody knew where Perry and Mr. Hennick were.
Oh, they'll turn up, I guess. But what's that cardboard thing you got there?
Oh, yes. Well, Mr. Ryan gave it to me. He said he picked it up from the burning building where Klang was. See here? This was made by Terry. He was teaching the commandos how to stop planes with this thing.
Well, how did it get in Klang's camp? They ain't commandos.
Oh, I reckon Terry left it there or something. I don't know. But it sure works like I don't know what. Can you spot planes, Mr. Dunn?
Only when they start dropping them eggs on this town. And I know there are a bunch of planes that ought to be bumped out of the sky.
Well, look here. If you can tell a plane when you see it, maybe you'll save somebody's life.
Oh, so that's what this thing is, huh? Well, come on, girlie, ask me something. Quiz me again.
All right. I'll spin the platter. And you speak up and say what plane you see through this hole in the cardboard. Now, what's that?
I don't know. Try me on another.
All right. There now. Suppose you spotted that plane over this town. What would you say it was?
It's kind of tough without no marks to show, ain't it?
Well, of course. If it was marked, then there'd be no need to use a spotter like this. But suppose the plane was flying as high as this picture is. What would it be?
I don't know. I guess I'm just dumb.
Oh, no, you're not dumb. You just haven't studied airplanes.
Have you, Miss April?
Well, not till recently. Till an hour ago. But I can do pretty good. Look, this plane is a Japanese bomber. You can tell by the shape of the wings. And this is a German fighter plane.
It is, huh? How do you know?
Because it's written on the back. See?
But how do you know what you know when you say you know it?
I know what I know because I don't guess at what I know. Understand?
No.
Well, first I learned the different wing shapes. Then I learned the shapes of the tail part. And then I get the different combinations. Look, now this is a Navy plane. And right next to it is a British plane. They're both fighting planes. But see how different they are?
Yeah. They are, ain't they?
Oh, dear. There's a signal. It's my turn to go up on the roof and watch for planes. I wish the old things would run out of gas and stay home or whatever.
Say, can I take a gander at this airplane spotter, Miss April? I'll be careful with it.
All right, but don't lose it, Mr. Dunn. Harry made it. Maybe we'll never see him again.
So I spins the card. Around and around she goes, and where she stops, I should be able to tell, huh? Uh-huh. That's a British Spitfire. Now, I looks on the other side to see if I'm correct, and slugger, you're as ignorant as the day you was born. You don't know from nothing. Well, you ought to be ashamed. I'll bet there's American boys and gals three times as young as you is, and they can spot every plane on this card without batting an eye.
Look, slugger, I know things are bad, but not so bad that you have to start talking to yourself.
Why, it's the kid himself. Terry, how are you? Boy, house tricks. Where'd you come from?
Where did you get that airplane spotter? That's what I want to know.
Oh, April got it from Pat Ryan.
From Pat Ryan? Is he here ahead of us?
Who's this guy?
Well, I'm Dude Hennick. Any objections? How's this thing, Terry?
Oh, well, this is Slugger Dunn. I've told you about
him. I'm pleased to meet you, Mr. Hennick.
The name is Hennick. You can call me Dude.
Thanks.
And I'll just point at you. Pat Ryan got here for us, huh? He must have taken the high road.
The dragon lady is with him, and so are a lot of Chinese guys. Commandos, I think they're called. Hey, say, Terry, tell me more about what you did to Klang, huh? Boy, that lug sure made it hot for us, firing a cannon into this town and sending those big planes over to drop bombs.
Well, he won't bother you anymore, slugger. We put on a party last night that scattered his outfit all over China.
Yeah, according to Ryan and that dragon dame, the boys messed things up, but good. Say, Terry, how about me joining up with the outfit?
Well, you'll have to talk to Pat. Say, where's April? Is she all right?
Oh, yeah, sure. She's up on the roof. The folks in this hotel, what's left of it anyways, go up on the roof and take turns spotting planes. And she's on duty now.
Well, I'm going up and say hello. Gosh, I haven't seen her for a long time.
Hey, Terry, what I can't figure is how Pat got hold of that airplane spotter.
Yeah, that's so. How come? The last time I saw it, it was on a table in the shack where Klang was, you remember?
Yeah. Then came the fight and the fire.
Maybe April knows how Pat got it.
Ryan's asleep. He left orders not to be disturbed, Terry. He was worried about you, but it's all right now.
Well, I won't wake him. I'm going topside and see April.
Through the air in a big zero plane. That daring young man, and I don't know his name. He dives and he zooms, all the tricks he has got, and my love he has stolen away.
Oh, yeah?
Harry, is it really you?
Nobody but. How you been, April?
Oh, terrible.
How you been, April?
Oh, terrible, simply terrible. What, ain't you been killed?
Well, yeah, but it didn't take. Say, you look about the same.
Well, don't let that singing fool you, Terry. I just do that to keep my spirits at the pre-war level. We've had a mighty mean time of it here in Yonkuk. But in spite of all the bombing, well, we're still fighting back.
Yeah, I just saw Slugger Dunn downstairs.
He's a fine man, Terry. Kind of lowbrow, but he ain't afraid
of... Wait
enough.
A minute. Listen. Yeah. Yeah, look over there, April. A squadron of planes.
Yeah, I can see them. They're coming this way. Wait, I can tell what they are. I've been studying that airplane spotter you made.
Well, you better make it snappy now. We can't do any second guessing, you know.
All right. That's an enemy squadron, Terry. Two engines, twin fins and rudders. The wings sweep back to small tips.
Right. Yeah, it's a group of Mitsubishi heavy bombing monoplanes. Come on. Let's go and sound the alarm before it's too late.
Well, that's what they call quick spotting. Not everybody can do it, but Terry has learned, and evidently April has too, with the little practice she's had. But what will happen if these invader planes start blasting the little town? Well, there's plenty of excitement coming, so stand by. Gosh, kids, that airplane spotter of Terry's sure does mean a lot to our friends in the show. And believe you me, your airplane spotter will mean a lot to you. Why, just think of the thrill of being able to identify 16 different types of planes. Planes that are actually zooming along way up in the sky. And it's not so hard to tell them apart when they're down on the ground, but it's something else again when they're flying. And you can do it if you've got an airplane spotter like Jude and Terry have. Now, all you have to do to get one is send in two Libby's labels and a dime. Print your name and address on the back of one and mail the labels along with 10 cents to Terry... in care of Libby's in Chicago, Illinois. That's right, two Libby's tomato juice labels and a dime. Yes, that's all you have to do, and boy, is that airplane spotter swell. So get your order in right now. Address Terry, in care of Libby's, Chicago. Send two labels from Libby's tomato juice and a dime. And, of course, enclose your full name and address. Gosh, will you be thrilled? Well, I sure hope every one of you bought a United States war stamp today. Every 10-cent stamp helps bring victory. Well, our friends will make a checkup of the people they know in the little Chinese town, but the big job is to evacuate them to a safer place. And that job will fall to Pat Ryan and the commando. This next transcribed adventure will be one you can't afford to miss.